This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This month, we're bringing you the stories of Wisconsin's finest athletes who are competing in the Olympics. When she was a member of the St. Cloud State University track team in Minnesota, Columbus native Heather Miller Cook decided sprinting and jumping were not enough for her. She was looking for more of a challenge. That's why she started thinking about the heptathlon. Athletes competing in the heptathlon participate in 7 events. On day one, it's the 100-meter hurdles, high jump, shot put, and the 200-meter sprint. Day two, it's the long jump, javelin, and finally, the 800-meter run.
My coaches always kind of had that in the back of their minds that, you know, I might fit the profile of a heptathlete just with the strength that I have in longer sprints and jumps. I wasn't quite sure about it because I wasn't quite sure about running hurdles or throwing. But once I started, I fell in love with it. It was so challenging. And it was fun to just, you know, keep improving in the events. When you're new at it, you keep improving, like, rapidly, very rapidly.
As a spectator, it seems absolutely exhausting, but you all remain so powerful. So is it that challenge that kind of keeps you going?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always wanted to be, like, the best athlete, you know, whatever it was. Like, I wanted to be, you know, selected first when we were just playing like flag football in gym class, right? And so this was just like, it's one of those opportunities that you get to kind of showcase all of your athleticism. And I was not that good at it right away. Like, it's definitely a challenge. And you have to kind of practice and train long days just to be able to get through a heptathlon. So a lot of it's just training so your body's aware that, you know, you got to keep going.
How would you describe your fellow heptathletes?
The multi-events, the decathlon for the men and the heptathlon for women, it's a lot different than any other event. And a lot of the heptathletes will tell you that it's more fun to be around the heptathletes than it is an open event. Because we cheer each other on, we're with each other for 2 full days, and know like the struggles it entails and the different mental barriers that you have to get through if one event goes poorly, especially if it's one of your strong events and you need those points. And so the camaraderie is by far the best that you will see in any other event. You know, after the trials, you know, the decathletes and the heptathletes would take a victory lap together. It's not just the 3 that make the Olympic team. Just because it's worth a victory lap, you know, like we need to get through the entire thing and to finish.
So when it comes to the different heptathlon events, what are your strengths and what are your weaknesses?
My strengths are probably the 800 is one of my stronger events. And I'd say long jump is probably my next best event, which is also my favorite. I mean, I was a jumper. That's what I did since I was 13. And my weaker events are definitely the throws. I mean, javelin's probably my worst event. And shot put was my worst event last year. And I worked so hard in the off season, back in the fall. And I just worked on it every single day. I mean, I know that sounds crazy, but every day for 20 minutes, I would throw a shot. I knew that if I improved my shot and my javelin that I could make the team without improving any other event. And I was able to improve my shot mark by like 1.5 meters. Javelin, I still struggle with. That's where I need the long jump and the 800 to kind of make up the points there.
Once you get to Rio, what sort of expectations are you setting for yourself?
Well, I just want to increase my score. But for sure, I want to increase my javelin. I put in a lot of work and I kind of had the setback with that. It's my worst event, I'd say. And so I just would really like to throw the javelin a little further and run the hurdles and the 200 a little bit faster than I did at trials.
Heather Miller Cook is competing in the heptathlon this Friday and Saturday at the Olympic Games in Rio. You can hear voices of other Wisconsin Olympians all this week on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and online at wpr.org/Olympics.